There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Deal of the week.
Now, we said last week, Julia's with us from Donata Travel, and we said, you know what, we're going to make next week a banger, like the best one we've ever done, but cheap. Do you think you've pulled out a cracker?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say good value for what you're going to get, but it's certainly very, very exciting.
It is?
Yes.
Right, definitely. Okay. If you haven't played before and you haven't heard Deal of the Week before, we never know where we're taking you. We mainly came up with this feature back in the day so that we wouldn't have to do any prep for it. We thought, do you know what? This would be great. We don't even have to know anything that's happening. Julia just comes in and then we guess where we're going. And it's taken off. People guess along with us. You usually manage to guess where we're going first. So when you think you've got it, drop us a text, 4001. You can also use the free ARN app. You are playing for mad bragging rights. Listen very carefully to the clues. She will say them only twice. What are we packing in our case?
Right, okay. So this week, you are going to need a very good camera because you're going to be taking amazing photos. You're going to probably need to pack a pair of binoculars because you never know what you might see. A warm coat because certain parts of the journey could be very, very cold, especially as an ice walk is involved. So temperatures are going to range potentially between 0 and 22 degrees. So you need lots of layers to keep yourself warm when it gets a bit chilly.
0 and 22, that's quite a range, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
So that says to me that there is a mountain involved, and at one point you're going to be at the bottom of the mountain, and at the next point you're going to be at the top.
You just gave away a clue. You just gave away your thought process.
Just thinking out loud. Thinking out loud.
So what time of the year do most people travel there?
Okay, so I'd say it's mostly a summer destination. That's the prime time for people to travel there. And for this week's Deal of the Week, it's based on travel in July. So I'd say May to September is prime season. And also what we're using this week is a sort of iconic experience that only operates between these months.
So I'm thinking by that it's not a ski destination, because initially I'm thinking this is a mountain that you go skiing on. But if the main time to go is July, then...
Well, it's not to say that winter's a bad time to go. And to be honest, I was going to say that we could arrange a trip in the winter time. But for part of this journey, it can be quite inaccessible due to the weather. So skiing could be an option in the winter time.
How long would it take? How long would you look to stay here for if you were going from Dubai?
Well, you've got, this is a longer trip. So, you know, previously on the Deal of the Week, we've often done like 3 nights, 4 nights. This one is 7. But to be honest with you, you probably, if you could make it for 10 and if you've got the time, I mean, it's absolute ideal opportunity to go over the summertime, obviously, if you're off work. But you're going to be needing at least 7 nights.
So, I guess in the summer, people do have a week or 2 weeks holiday. Do people still do that?
Yeah, very much so. It is prime time for us over the summer. A lot of people obviously wanting to get out of the heat. So this is a great opportunity to have a bit of cooler weather.
So this sounds like a bit of an adventure trip, but what kind of travellers do you think would be the most interested?
I would say that this trip is fantastic for people who want a mixture of world-class scenery, plenty of sightseeing opportunities, including wildlife, those that like a luxury transportation experience, people who are friendly, that like to meet other people, but also want a bit of flexibility, that they can spend time on their own as well. So I'd say that, you know, generally couples. However, I wouldn't discount it for families, because we are including an iconic experience that I think all ages would appreciate.
I think I've totally got this. Don't want to put anyone else off guessing on 4001, but I think I've got it. Is it a place that you would go back to more than once, or would you go there and you'd be like, that was an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience and I don't need to do it again?
I think it would give you a taster of what also is possible. So I would say that once isn't going to be enough.
Oh.
And would you say, are there any special events? You actually mentioned that July was a pretty important time to go there, but are there any special events, festivals, things of note?
Yes, definitely. So there is a huge festival in July in one of the places that this journey features. It welcomes over, I think, about 1.2 million visitors each year from around the world, and really sort of showcases what this destination's culture has to offer with contemporary entertainment as well. So I'll give you another clue. of an activity that's involved in this festival, and that's rodeo.
This is not what I was thinking at all. Forget, scratch the penguins. Right, so have you been?
I have, not on this iconic journey that's included, but I have been to this destination a number of times. It really is, it's beautiful.
Is this location, like I'm thinking to myself, from Dubai, we go to Sri Lanka quite a lot, right? That's a hop for us.
Yeah.
Where would you be living where you would go to this place maybe regularly?
That's a very difficult one, Steph, to not give it away. It is a longer journey than a trip to Sri Lanka, definitely. But I think, you know, to experience what's on offer, sometimes you've got to travel a bit further. So, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily easy to get to from anywhere in particular that would be on our radar. I suppose from Europe, it's a bit easier. But from here, you're going to be travelling about probably 17 hours, something like that. So it's a fair journey. That's why you've got to go for a longer period of time. But what you're going to see and what you're going to experience will stay with you forever, I think.
What are some of the main attractions or sites or experiences that someone might be looking to tick off their list if they're here?
Okay, so I think what's great about this week's package are what the inclusions are. So there's very much, I talked about sort of nature, scenery. I would say that there's a gorgeous harbour that you can view from your arrival city, stunning mountains, emerald green lakes, wildlife viewing opportunities, maybe bears. And also, to top it off, there is an amazing trip onto a glacier.
I'm back in the game. And she's back. I think I know where we're going. Do you know what? I think my little sister might be there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do. No one check her Instagram. Find your own clues. Has it been in the news recently? If so, what for?
It has. In fact, actually, I've got I've got an interesting fact for you, first of all, which is that this destination has more lakes than the rest of the world combined. And number two, it has been in the news recently because UAE nationals no longer need a visa to travel to this destination.
You're looking like that's really helped you, Sonal.
I think so. I think it has.
Did you do it in the news?
I didn't, but this is, you know, it's funny. I remember seeing it and I'm trying to place. It's going to come to me though. That was my clue.
Now, sure. We know how long we're going to be sitting on a plane for, about 17 hours, is it?
Yeah. And it's not direct, unfortunately. You would have to transit probably via Europe to get there.
Okay, fantastic.
But it's worth it. It's worth the time travelling. And of course, you know, over the summer holiday, people have probably got plenty of time to be spending travelling.
All right, any idea where we're going yet? Let us know. If you think you do, you are playing for Bragg and Rights, 4001 to get in touch today. Or you can use the free Dubai Eye app if you want to get us as well. We will be recapping the clues with Julia from Donata Travel in just a sec.
Deal of the week. Whether you're an avid adventurer, a weeknight thrill seeker, an art night opportunist, or just a set-in-your-ways sofa sitter, you can feel at home with the ticket on Dubai Eye 103.8.
So just give us a quick recap of the clues.
Okay, so clues this week. Stunning scenery, especially mountains and lakes. What's included is an iconic rail journey. You can walk on a glacier and there's plenty of opportunities to view wildlife.
Now, initially I was thinking an Arctic cruise. Then I was thinking New Zealand because I know you can walk out on a glacier.
It would have been a good guess.
But then you said bears. And I was like, I don't know if they have them in New Zealand. And then I remembered my sister at the moment is in Canada. So we've handed our guesses in. I think the text machine's just coming back up and working. Can you see that one over there, Sonal? Is it coming on yours as well?
Yes. So Sarah, should we get some of these guesses?
I'll tell you what, let's find out what we guessed first and how close we were.
Okay. So great picture. Draw my you, Steph. You said Vancouver with a lovely picture of a bear. And Sonal said Greenland.
Oh, great guess. Greenland? That wasn't even in the Rolodex of my mind.
One of you done very well.
Does that mean one of us is right?
Yes. Kind of.
Okay, don't tell us yet. Do you know what, Sonal? Can you turn that screen around just so Julia can see it? A bit of front of house production we'll do here, because this is what we normally do, but they'd stopped coming in during the break, you see, and we were like, ah, it's on the blink. Now then, looking at that, can you see any wrong answers coming in from people, Julia?
It looks actually like everybody's done quite well. Oh, one person said Nepal. Another person said Kenya.
Too close. 17 hours away, isn't it?
Somebody else has said Argentina.
Yeah, I thought of that initially.
But we do have, by the looks of things, quite a lot of right answers.
Okay, where are we going this week?
We are going to the Rockies in Canada. So,
oh, wow.
Western Canada. And it's a fantastic trip. 7 nights. I'll go through all the inclusions with you because you really are getting a lot on this one.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah. So to start off with, you'd fly from Dubai into Vancouver. Where you would have an overnight
Hello.
Stay.
Hello!
Yeah.
Well done.
Woohoo! Yeah, first city, Vancouver, where you might want to go on a trip to maybe Grouse Mountain or Capilano Suspension Bridge. You've got a bit of free time. Before the next day, day two, you're going to go on a full day trip across the harbour, beautiful harbour, to Vancouver Island, to Victoria, where you get a visit to Butchart Gardens. Have either of you been?
No.
Nope. Oh, okay. Beautiful gardens, obviously a really nice trip across the bay. So that's a full day trip there. And then the next day, it's where it gets really exciting. So this is where you pick up the train. Now, the Rocky Mountaineer is one of the iconic rail experiences that you can do in the world.
Always want to do this.
Yeah. And this is from Vancouver through to Jasper. It's a 2-day trip. You're on the train all day long. You can sit in your luxury carriage. The windows on the side of the train go right up to the roof, so you get fantastic viewing opportunities.
And did you say you've done this?
I haven't done the Rocky Mountaineer. No. I'd like to. It's on the list, wish list, along with a lot of other things. But yeah, it really is an iconic journey. So you get a chance to also chat with your fellow, you know, passengers on board. But the real point of it is that you get to see the spectacular scenery of the Rocky Mountains. So 2-day journey all the way through to Jasper. Then get a day off where you can, you know, got a bit of leisure time. Maybe you want to go and do some wildlife viewing in Jasper, try and see a few bears. So you've got a day free in Jasper, and then you've got another full day trip all the way down from Jasper down to Banff, and this goes through the Icefields Parkway. So this is where you get the opportunity to go onto the glacier, where you can walk on it, so you need your warm clothes because it's very chilly up there. But it's a really great trip to do going onto the glacier, and that takes you down to Banff. You've then got a free day in Banff where you might want to go to Lake Louise for some afternoon tea, maybe.
Do you know who you could look up in Banff? Zara Saw, who used to be on this show. It's where she lives now.
Mm, marvellous.
She keeps putting pictures on of, she'll come out of her front door and there'll just be a moose there. Like a huge moose.
It's quite exciting.
She took her little Dubai dogs to live there. It's crazy.
Aww. Well, it is a beautiful area of the world, and Lake Louise is gorgeous as well. So there's a hotel there called the Fairmont, which overlooks the lake. So you could go and have a bit of afternoon tea, maybe, overlooking the lake. Or obviously, there's plenty of wildlife viewing activities again. Or if you like hiking, then, you know, that's a good option as well. So day at leisure in Banff to go as you please, and then a transfer back to Calgary, which is what I was talking about, the festival, which is the Calgary Stampede. So in July, there's all these rodeo shows and music and all sorts going on. So the trip finishes in Calgary, where you would then fly from Calgary back to Dubai. So it really, you've got loads of, you know, activities involved in this trip, and you're doing an iconic rail experience, which is one of the best you can do in the world. So,
are you on the train overnight?
No, you actually stay in a place called Kamloops in a hotel. So you're just on the train during the day, very leisurely, nice big seat. You can look and, you know, admire the fantastic scenery.
And what are the hotels like?
So the hotels that we're using on this are sort of, I'd say, 3.5-4 star. It's all about sort of the experiences during the day. You really aren't going to be in your hotel rooms that much. So it's all about the daytime experiences. So, yeah.
And visas?
No, well, as I said, for UAE nationals anyway, you don't need a visa. For Europeans, and I know certainly for Brits, you do have to get, you can do an online, it's like an ESTA, it's the same as what you do for the States. It's quite easy to do online for Canada. I think it lasts for 2 years, but obviously it always depends on what passport you're holding.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what one of the best passports is that you can get at the minute?
Which one?
Dominica.
Really?
You can get into 119 countries visa-free with that passport. Mm.
I've been to Dominica. It's only a tiny little island in the Caribbean.
And if you buy a property there for £100,000, you can get a passport.
Very interesting.
Full facts. Got to say hello to Patrick, who texted in, who managed to guess this first. Well done, Patrick.
Well done.
And you can tell all of your friends that you are brainier than pretty much everyone else in Dubai. Patrick managed to guess that at 2:42 and 31 seconds.
Wow.
And we started talking about it at 2:37 and a half.
He's obviously keen.
Not too bad. Well done, Patrick. Get it booked if you would like to go. If people are interested in taking this trip, what's the best way to do it?
So the best way to do it is to obviously probably give us a call or visit one of our many Danata travel shops that are across Dubai. The cost, I haven't mentioned that yet. It's $14,999. So slightly more than our usual deals of the week. But as I said, this really is a fantastic experience. So yeah, get in contact or visit one of our shops.
Wonderful stuff. Now, if you are looking for something a little bit cheaper, then you also just started your Secret Stays. You did your first one last week. How did that go?
Fantastic. So a Secret Stays is a campaign that we're running over the summer period. And it's for staycations. So we launched it last week with a couple of deals, one for Abu Dhabi, one for Dubai. And just to give you an idea of what you can get, the key with the Secret Stay is that the hotel is actually a mystery until you actually book it. But we do give you clues to give you an indication as to what location it might be, what standard of property. So last week we had an offer for only 165 dirhams per person in a five-star creekside hotel that included a free upgrade to the club. So really fantastic value for money. So we're launching it. We're sending out probably two deals a week from now and over the whole of the summer. So if you keep a look on our website, danatatravel.com, then keep an eye out for these fantastic offers that we've got.
I love this. It reminds me of when I was younger, like 18, 19, and in the travel agent's window, it would just say, family of four, Tenerife, and the price. And you wouldn't know where you were going, like literally until you pitched up.
Yeah, allocation on arrival.
Allocation
wasn't it?
On arrival.
Yeah. I remember those days.
Does that happen anymore?
I'm not sure whether it does, to be honest with you. But I think the key thing, I mean, I don't know where you could have ended up on in Tenerife, to be honest, but no, you know, disrespect to Tenerife, it's a great place. But
no, a few of the places we ended up, they had, it was one of those places where people had killed the mosquitoes and no one had then painted over it for years.
Mm. But what's great about our Secret Stays is everybody knows what the quality of hotels are like in Dubai. You know you're going to get really good quality, and we give you plenty of sort of clues to give you an indication as to where it is and what you're going to get. So watch this space. We've got plenty more coming.
Julia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys in from Danata Travel over the last few years. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really quite sad. I miss you guys.
Don't be. Follow me on Instagram.
Will do.
Off Air Steph. All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Deal of the week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.